means seeing this stuff and being the father of both lights. It goes like this. So in translation, at least, you should have some explanation of the meaning of that word. If karchi is translated guardian, then with that guard you will see the relation. Doesn't matter that much, yes? I think it's Arabic. I don't know. But the Arabs, they don't have khay. اختلال حواس داره. Yes. خلوچلی.
The son of Adham joyously rode his steed toward it and became the supreme sovereign of justice. And that Shadiq, by cleaving that venerable way, became a son of judgment and keen-sighted. Hundreds of thousands of hidden kings are holding their heads high beyond this world. Because of God's admiration, their names...
No. It's not admiration and it's not jealousy. Neither will do. Because he talked about jealousy. And he said, when it comes to jealousy, nobody beats the God. He's the jealous one. Is there any meaning in this sentence? Nonsense. Because over there, jealousy is not jealousy, first of all. Arabic word is different. The word was غيرت, right? That غيرت and غيريت will interpret to some feeling. One word in Persian is used here, which is rashk. Rashk is not hasad. Hasad is Arabic, rashk is Persian, which is a very delicate feeling. It's not even you, when I want to say somebody I'm jealous, you understand what I say. If I say I envy you, in the second one when I use envy is not that as strong as jealous. Means in a jealous stuff I wanted you to lose that. In envy I want to have the same, right? Rash is more than that, is further away, I admire what you have, what you got. That admiration is here. So I'm not calling the names because of God's admiration. I know it doesn't do in English, but that admiration is about what? It will be explained. What is the second verse saying? Every beggar what? Did not pronounce their names. Means, this is, you know what? The beggars, the normal people, they cannot even pronounce the name of those guys. Why? Because they are chosen of God, and God admires the quality they have, and doesn't let the normal people to even pronounce their name. Means what? Holiness. This is the state of holiness. That we say holiness, and normal people, they shouldn't even pronounce the word, because they don't know what the holy means. That's how it goes. Yes?
By the truth of that light, and by the truth of those illuminated ones who are as fishes in that sea, it is not fitting if I call it the sea of the soul, and the soul of the sea.
And all I said up to here, I was using normal words. I'm looking for better explanation, but what can I do? I cannot name the names, and I cannot explain it, because it's a higher level. Yes?
I am seeking a new name for it. By the truth of that, that form which this and that are, and in relation to which kernels are as rinds.
Translation? Because the Persian verse is so beautiful, this one. Mm-hmm. and it didn't do, the English didn't do it for me. It's difficult because, first of all, the truth here is not the truth. It's something else. It's like in the name of, or pointing to something, or bringing in something, right? It's when you want to do it. In the name of God, right? Or by God. The word is that, is haqq. Of course it's haqq, but it's differently used here. Here haqq doesn't mean truth, means in the name of, or by that, or whatever, right? Then the word here is on. And you will have a difficulty with on. First of all, it will be pronounced like O-M, on. And it has different meanings. And it's so complicated that there is a huge argument about the source of this word. Is it Arabic or Persian? We know mainly it's Persian Sanskrit. When you say on to Iranians, the first thing means that. On. That chair. On somebody. That's that. Right? And this is something that will be used daily. It has another meaning. Means the moment. When you want to talk about this moment, you will say Al-on. You remember Al was Arabic and it was like though, T-H-E. When you put it at the front of a word, that word becomes special. That Al is mixed with this on. And we say Al-on means right now, this moment. So it's on. Did I explain it good enough? Now the source of confusion. The biggest poet, Iranian poet Hafez, will use that as something more delicate. Like you say, somebody has an air of something, right? Hafez will say, the guy or the gal has that moment, and I'm the slave of that moment, that all the moments goes to that moment. Iranians could talk hours about this, because that on is the moment, is the time, is short time, it's that. So he will say haqqan ani. In the name of that, thati means moment, right? In the name of that moment, that this and that belongs to it. Because when you say in and on, you're saying this and that. But you say in the name of that moment, that this and that belongs to it, and this and that and everything is like the skin to the juice of the fruit. Means, in the name of that moment, that everything is nothing compared to that. And everything is just the skin. That's the essence. I don't know how you could bring it in English, because it's on, in, on. Is it playing with the words in the most beautiful way? Yes? And that's the end of that. In the name of, this is the last part, then the subjects arrive. I swear, in the name of this and that and that and that and that, that, this friend of mine, which is my partner, yes? I swear that.
The qualities of my fellow servant and friend exceed my description a hundredfold. That which I know of the endowments of that comrade would not be believed by thee. What shall I say, O noble? king said, "Now speak of your own. How long will you speak of what concerns this or that one?"
Now here, just listen. I read it. Persian. شاه گفت اکنون از آن خود بگو چند گویی آن این و آن او. That on again is here. آن این او آن او. Playing with it to say that you were explaining the ladder, and at the end you said each step I counted was not a step really, was a dozen of it, which would complete the things. So there are different steps to what you say. Drop all of that. Talk about you. Talk about yourself. Yes.
What do you possess, and what have you gained? What pearls have you fetched from the bottom of the sea? On the day of death, this sense perception of yours will vanish. Have you the spiritual light that should be the companion of your heart? When dust shall fill these eyes in the tomb, have you that which will make the grave bright? At the time when your hands and feet shall be torn in shreds, have you wings and feathers that your spirit may fly aloft? At the time when this animal soul is no more, it benefits you to set the everlasting spirit in its place. The stipulation of he that comes with good does not consist in doing. It consists in bringing this good to the presence of God.
Oh my God. How could this be translated? There is Jawab al-Hasan. This is Arabic. That Arabic means he that comes with beauty. Hasan means goodness, beauty, appreciated stuff. So, because Hasan is, do you remember the word Hasan? Fa'ala, right? Husn means the goodness. So Hasan is the goodest, right? That goodness that will arrive here has one trick in it. You have to do something for that. That's to take this Hasan to Hazrat. Hazrat means His Holiness, but it's presence mainly. Means, you know what? You want to beautify yourself? You have to present your beauty to the presence of the source of beauty. That's the beautification. Means no matter what you counted, this is good, that's good, that's good, that's good. All of it is good if you put it in a package and present it to the truth, to the source. Means you improving yourself is something logically understandable, but when you present your improvement to the source of light, that's when something could happen. Because we know that with improvement, improving yourself, you will not be there. Do you remember what we said about love? Hafez said about love, love is not something to learn. Love is something that will come. It will come. You will not bring the love. You represent whatever passion and whatever good feeling you have to the presence of love. When love is present, everything is good. Before that, it's just a preparation. Remember that, yes?
You have a substance human or asinine. How can you bring these accidents which have passed away?
So here needs definitely a correction, because here Rumi intentionally will use the word Johar Araz, means essence and form, but not essence and form like we are talking about. The philosophic term of that is Johar Araz, right? And here we say, do you have an essence